Blog Talk Radio.
It's your boy Cali Mike, and we are coming at you with a new episode of Take This L. Just looking over some headlines here. Looks like we are getting into the mid. Oh, wow. Looks like we are getting into the midway point of the season. So it's kind of weird. College, now that we have the 4 week kind of like, I guess, a grace period before that you can still use for your redshirt year, we're seeing we're going to start seeing a lot more transfers. And also in the NFL, now we're hitting that halfway point. We're going to start seeing a lot more trades. I just also like to send a, I don't know, just send a prayer and a hope for all those people that are going to be affected by Hurricane Michael. It's going to be it's going to be hitting land like right around now, and they show a picture. I'm looking at videos of it, and it looks really, really bad. So hopefully everybody can stay safe, and you know, hopefully nobody gets injured. That hurricane kind of hit really quick, though. That was, you know, you really didn't hear that much about it like you heard about previous hurricanes, but now they're saying it's like Category 5, Category 4, and it's coming into the panhandle. So, I don't know, that's kind of crazy. But let's let me look here. Looking at a little upcoming of high school football. Still gotta love high school football. Looks like we got a big matchup here. It's gonna be the number one and two or number two and one teams in the country, depending on which rankings you're looking at. I'm looking at Max Preps. We got St. John Bosco of Bellflower, California, and they are going to be playing the Modern Day Monarchs. Oof. Modern Day has been on a roll for a while now. But Bellflower is I didn't watch the game, but I saw some highlights, and they're looking very good, looking very strong. It should be a good game. I think Modern Day is going to win it, though. They're just, you know, they've been playing on a whole nother level this year. But you never know. Bellflower has, it's going to be a good matchup, too, because you're going to see two of the top quarterbacks on one end. On one end, you got Bryce Young, and on the other end, you have DJ. Let me see how you pronounce this guy's name. DJ Ugalele, and he is the Bryce Young is the top dual threat quarterback. Ugalele is the top pocket passer and top quarterback, and I believe player overall. And wow, looking at his stats here on the season through seven games, he's got 73% of his passes, averaging 15 yards a pass for 1,500 yards with 23 touchdowns and only two picks. That is that's balling right there. My goodness. Whew. Like I say, he's a junior. So, like I said, these are both junior quarterback, so they're not coming out until next year. That dude's pretty good. My goodness. Let me look and make sure. Yeah, he's not the number one player. He's the number five player, still a five-star guy, but he's number one quarterback for sure. That would be interesting to see where he goes. But, yeah, Modern Day is going to be playing them. And let me see. I'm looking at St. John Bosco's schedule here. they played a pretty good schedule. The best team they probably played has been.
We challenged photographer Liu Hai Chung with an impossible assignment.
Best team they probably played has been probably Juniper Serra. And they beat them by a touchdown. And Serra was ranked this year. But you look at modern day schedule, they're just on a they're on a whole nother level. Looking here, let me see. Yeah, Bryce Young has similar stats. Actually, his stats are even better than DJ's. He's wow, my goodness, dude is balling. He's completed 77% of his passes for 17.9 yards a pass with 21 touchdowns and only 3 picks. That is balling. And he's also rushed for 4 touchdowns. So you can't beat that with a stick. That's pretty damn good. It's like the era of quarterbacks, though, man. You look at these, some of these quarterbacks, it's like, my goodness. And you, but yeah, that matchup's coming up, and they will be playing, like I said, this Friday. Last week you had IMG. They played Miami Northwestern. They blew them out 34-7. Not that surprised. Let me see. Look at it.